when Kadosh Baruch Hu first appears to Moshe Rabbeinu and tells him that he is going to redeem the Jewish people and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says the following, Vo'ered lahatzilo miyad Mitzrayim, I am going to come down and save him from the hands of Mitzrayim, ulahaloso min ha'aretz ahi, and to take them from that land, el eretz tov orechava, to a good and spacious land, el eretz zovash chol of dvash, a land that's flowing with milk and honey, el mekom haknani v'hachiti v'emori v'haprizi v'achidi v'hivusi, to the place where the Knani, Chiti, Amori, Prizi, and Chivi are. That's how God describes taking them out of Mitzrayim, bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. When he tells Moshe what to tell the Jewish people, it's something different. He says the following. Go and tell the Jewish people the following. V'omar, Ale eschem mi'oni Mitzrayim. I'm going to raise them up from the servitude of Mitzrayim. In the beginning it said, take them out of Mitzrayim. Here it says, me'oni Mitzrayim, from the servitude of Mitzrayim. El eretz haknani v'hachiti v'amori v'haprizi v'hachivi v'hivusi. And it mentions that it is the land of these seven nations, not the place. And it mentions it before it mentions the milas of Eretz Yisrael. When he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he mentioned that it's the place of these seven nations, and only after he described the milas of Eretz Yisrael. Now he mentions that it is the land of these seven people, and then he says, El Eretz Zovas Cholav Devash, to a land flowing with milk and honey, and leaves out completely that it's a good and spacious land. So many differences. Okay? I'm not going to go over the differences as we explain it. We'll explain why the differences are there. In any case, in general, what I want to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu was told the spiritual attributes of Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Tova Urechava. It's a good and spacious land, which we'll see describes the spiritual aspects of Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, because it has those spiritual aspects, it also is a very good physically. The physical aspects come from the spiritual aspects. But the Jewish people were not on the level to understand the spiritual aspects of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Rabban Hashem only told them the physical aspects. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. And mito shalo lishma bo lishma. You want to go there for the physical reasons, eventually you'll want the spiritual reasons too. We start off shalo lishma, you start off with ulterior motives, and in the end, it'll be altruistic, it'll be for spiritual purposes too. That, in general, is the idea. And I found that Rav Moshe Vali, who was a student of the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzrato, he has a commentary on the Torah. He says by Moshe, when it says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Eretz Tovo Rechava, Eretz Zovas Chalav Udvash. He mentions Eretz twice. Could have just said Eretz Tova Rechava Zovas Cholav Advash. Why you'd have to split it up? Eretz Tova Rechava Eretz Zovas Cholav Advash. He says the first one is Eretz what's it called? Olam HaIskasya, the hidden world. That's the spiritual world. That represents the spiritual aspects, just like I told you. And the second one is Olam DeIsgalya. Olam DeIskasya means the hidden world. Olam DeIsgalya is the open, revealed world, that's the physical world. So the first one refers to the spiritual aspects of Eretz Yisrael, and the second one to the physical aspects. Or, alternately, Olam Ha'elyon V'Olam HaTachton, even more clear. The higher world, the lower world. Spiritual, physical. Or, the neshama and the body. These are the attributes that refer to the neshama of Eretz Yisrael, that benefit the neshama, and these are the attributes that represent the body of Eretz Yisrael and benefit the body. Okay. In explaining the following. So we have, when Moshe Rabbeinu was informed, he was informed firstly about the spiritual attributes of Eretz Yisrael, and then about the physical attributes. What are the spiritual attributes? It's Eretz Tova Urechava, good and wide. So Moshe Vali says that this contrasts to Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is the opposite. Mitzrayim is bad, ra'ah. It's a land that is in the hands of the klipa, of the negative forces of the world, so it's bad, whereas Eretz Yisrael is good. And Eretz Mitzrayim, the word Mitzrayim means narrow. And Rechava means wide. So Eretz Yisrael is the opposite of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is raw and meitzar, bad and narrow. And Eretz Yisrael is good and spacious, wide. Now, it can't mean physically that it's a wide land, because that's absurd. Right? When I first came here, my first time and only time as a tourist, about 27 years ago, well, more, about 30 years ago. So I remember we were in a cab, my wife and myself, on the Kvish HaMahir. At that time, the highway between Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv, right, only had two lanes each way. That was the highway, the Jerusalem-Tel Aviv highway. And I remember the cab driver was driving very fast, and he was looking back the whole time talking to us, which amazed me how in the world he could drive looking at us. I figured the cabs had some kind of automatic pilot or something. And he was saying, he said to us, I see that you're Americans. I said, you're very perceptive, since we were talking English, obviously. He said, tell me the truth. Do they have roads this wide in America? I really couldn't resist, so I said, yes, we have roads this wide. We call them one-way streets. He didn't talk to me the rest of the way. What kind of wide land? I had a Israeli shliach who was working for our moshav in America. And I was there. We had a convention to try to get people to come to the moshav. And he had to drive me from Brooklyn to Staten Island on a Friday. And if you're familiar with that, you know that to go from Brooklyn to Staten Island, you usually go on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. The Verrazano has a few different roads that lead into it. The Belt Parkway and a few other roads that lead into it converge into it. So before you get onto the Verrazano, on each side, going each way, there are about 8, 9, 10 lanes that converge in. So it's Friday afternoon, and all of a sudden, the guy pulls over to the side of the road and stops the car right before he gets onto the bridge, So I said to him, are we having car trouble? He said, no. He said, I must have made a wrong turn. We're in a parking lot, and I try to figure out how to get out of it back onto the road. I said, we're not in the parking lot. This is the road. He never saw a road that wide in his life. He assumed that he made a wrong turn, and he's in a parking lot. So how in the world could the Torah call Eretz Yisrael Eretz Rechava? It's a wide land. It's not wider than Rhode Island. What, wide compared to what? The answer is, that is not a physical description. But it is mamish opposite of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Tova, as opposed to Eretz Ra. Tova means, the Ramban says, it has good air. Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machin. The air over here, we're talking about, is a spiritual air. It's good for your neshama. It makes you smart, the air of Eretz Yisrael. The air of Eretz Yisrael is Torah, right? Ein Tov Ela Torah. Torah is the ultimate good. So if it's an Eretz Tova, it's a land of Torah. Because of that, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Yetzer Hara was very strong in Mitzrayim. It was a bad land. The Yetzer Hara is called Ra, bad. Okay. The Yetzer HaTov is Tov. Torah is good. And Torah helps to conquer the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, Ritzoneinu lasos ritzonecha. Every Jew, deep down, wants to do God's will. So, Mama Akiv, so what prevents us? The Yetzer Hara and Shibud Malchios. And the fact that we are subjugated to the nations of the world who prevent us from keeping the Torah. therefore, were narrow. Min ha-meitzar korosi ko, I called God out of my narrowness. When your yetzer hara prevents you from doing what you really want to do, when the goyim subjugate you and prevent you from what you really want to do, you're narrow, you're constricted, you're constrained. You're not able to broaden your horizons and do what you really want to do. Mitzrayim was a place where the yetzer hara was strongest. It was a bad place. And it was a place where the shibud malchios was what's it called, was strongest. The goyim subjugated us. In Mitzrayim, we were narrow. It's a narrow land. It doesn't let you do what you really want to do. It constricts you. It constrains you from doing God's will. Whereas Eretz Yisrael is just the opposite. There, the Torah is in the air. And the Yetzer HaTov is strong. And there we can be independent. We don't have goyim telling us what to do, ideally, in Eretz Yisrael. That's the place where we can be independent. So we're able to express our inner desire of doing God's will, then it's rechava. We're wide open. It's spacious. We're not constricted and constrained anymore. That's the meaning of Eretz Rechava. And that's why it says, Eretz Tova, ki lekach tov nosati lochem, u'rechava. The Rabbeinu Bachya says, Rechava means that Rechava mitzvascha ma'od. Doing God's will is broad, because you're able to do what you really want to do and not be constrained and constricted and broaden your horizons and not be able to express your essence. So therefore, the idea of Eretz Tova or Rechava contrasts to Eretz Ra Mitzrayim, narrow, bad, good, broad. That's all spiritual ideas. And that's why another concept of Rechava, what it means that Eretz Yisrael is a broad, wide land, that there's room for every Jew. No Jew, like in Yerushalayim, ever said, Sarli Amakom, there's no place for me. There's a place for every Jew, because Eretz Yisrael is the place where every Jew can fulfill and do what their inner will is, so there's a place for everybody to express that. And there's always place for Klal Yisrael. It's called Eretz Tzvi. The land expands according to the number of the Jewish people. It echoes the idea, Amad Vayimodei D'Oretz, God measured every land, and he found no land more compatible to the Jewish people than Eretz Yisrael, and no people more compatible to Eretz Yisrael than Am Yisrael. We fit each other. That's what it means. It's Rechava. It's wide. It fits the Jewish people. We are a holy people with divine providence, specific divine providence, and this is a land that's a holy land with specific divine providence. So we fit each other. So Eretz Yisrael is the place where the Jewish people can realize their full potential. They can broaden their horizons. They don't feel constrained and constricted and can't express their essence, which is doing God's will. So that is the idea of Eretz Tova Urechava. Good and broad are spiritual ideas. And those spiritual ideas lead to physical good in the land. Because it's such a good spiritual land, the shefa, the plenty of physical good is opened over here, and it's called an Eretz Asher Lo Sechzar Kolbon. Nothing is missing here. It has everything that is functional, practical, and useful, which is represented by milk. Milk is a nourishing food. The baby exists on milk in the beginning. It's a fat food. It's functional, practical, useful, moil, and it also has dvash, which is pleasurable. It has both the useful, functional things and pleasurable things, physically. It's physically and materially functional, useful, and pleasurable, comfortable. And that's what it says, Tova Ha'aretz Ma'od Ma'od. Later on, Kalev and Yoshua would describe Eretz Yisrael as being very, very good. The very, very means it has both the physical aspects and the spiritual aspects. And the physical aspects are a result of the physical aspects. And therefore, Zavas, it says, Rav Moshe Vali says, Zavas is Rashi Tevos. Zocher Bonov Tamid. God remembers his children all the time. zavash, with cholav and dvash. And he says, even the sinners, even the rebels, benefit from the cholav and dvash. When there are Jews who deserve the spiritual things, then it spills over even to the Jews who don't deserve it. Then everybody benefits from it, in the schus of the Jews that do deserve it. So, and that is the physical good. The cholav represents things that are useful, practical, functional, right? Like it's the nourishment of a baby. And I think that that also contrasts to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place where they killed our children. And Eretz Yisrael is a place where you have food for your children to be able to increase and multiply. And Eretz Mitzrayim was vayimoreru es chayeim. They made our lives bitter. Eretz Yisrael is sweet. Devash, there's honey. So it's the opposite spiritually and physically. In the spiritual realm, Eretz Yisrael is bad. Yetzer hara. Eretz Yisrael is tov. If Eretz Mitzrayim is bad, Yetzer hara. Eretz Yisrael is tov. The Yetzer hatov. Torah. Right? Eretz Mitzrayim is narrow, constricted because of that, and Eretz Yisrael is Rechava, that's spiritual, and the physical side also. Eretz Mitzrayim was the place where they killed your children. Eretz Yisrael is the place where you have food, for children's food, to be able to multiply physically. And Eretz Mitzrayim was a place where they made your lives bitter with hard work, be Avodah Kasha, right? They, with hard work, physically, it was a bitter life. In Eretz Yisrael, physically, it's a sweet life. It's like Devash. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the spiritual aspect of Eretz Yisrael, which he could understand, okay? And the spiritual redemption, which he could appreciate. And in the, for the spiritual realm, it's as if the Goyim aren't there anymore. So that mentioned. They're not mentioned till the end. They're not mentioned in the beginning. This is not the base of the Kedah. They're gone. Spiritually speaking, in God's eyes, they don't exist anymore. We just mention them as an afterthought. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu was told about this, God didn't mention these nations till the end. And he didn't say it's Eretz. It's not their land. From a spiritual standpoint, they have no connection to the spiritual aspects of the land. It's Mekom. It's the place where they happen to be now. But they can't live in a Makom Torah, so it's not really their land. It's just the place which they occupy, which they live right now. That's why it doesn't say Eretz Haknani. It says Mekom Haknani. First of all, it's like they're gone. And even when they were here, it wasn't that they had a connection to the essence of the land, because we're talking about the spiritual essence. They have nothing to do. It's just the place where they happen to live temporarily. And to Moshe Rabbeinu, God made it clear that the physical good of the land is a result of the spiritual good. So that means if there are Jews who deserve the spiritual, there will be physical, even for the Jews who don't deserve it. But if the Jews as a nation don't deserve the spiritual, then there won't be any physical good either. As it says, right, if you don't listen to the mitzvahs, then the otzaras hashamayim, v'lo yeh motar, there won't be rain, and there won't be crops, and there won't be zovas cholav u'devash. But he didn't want to reveal that to the Jewish people because they have enough tzaras. I'm not going to start telling them now about the fact that if they don't do what's right in Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to have the physical benefits either. So that was all revealed, and that the Meshech Chochma says, that he didn't tell the Jewish people that the good physically is dependent on spiritual good, because he didn't want to bother them at this point. But Moshe Rabbeinu, we told all these things. So again, when he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said it the following way. He didn't mention the seven nations right over the beginning, because in God's eyes, spiritually, like they're gone. They're already destroyed. That the Ramban says. He didn't mention even in the end that it's their land, because spiritually, it's not their land. There only happens to be a place where they happen to be, because spiritually, they have no connection to this land. So he mentioned Makom HaKnani. He mentioned to Moshe Rabbeinu the spiritual aspects, Tova Urechava, which leads to the physical aspects of Cholav and Devash. And those aspects correspond to the negative aspects of Mitzrayim. right? Mitzrayim. And it didn't say I'm taking you out of the servitude of Mitzrayim, which is the physical. I'm taking you from the land of Egypt, from Egypt, from the spiritual narrowness and bad to the spiritual wideness and good. And then the physical good will come from that. That's how he described it to Moshe Rabbeinu. When he spoke to Bnei Israel, he didn't reveal all of this. He only told them about the good, the physical good. It's a good land. First of all, he explained to them, I'm going to take you out of Oni Mitzrayim. So the Nitziv says, Oni Mitzrayim, like the Targum says, means the servitude of Mitzrayim. The servitude. The tortures of Mitzrayim. We're talking about the physical redemption. Redemption for the physical bad. And it says and it mentions the seven nations before. It's the land of these seven nations, because physically it is their land right now, and physically they're still there. So we're going to mention them as if they're there, not as if they're destroyed already, because I'm only talking about the physical things now. And therefore, it says I'm going to take you out of the physical terrors of Egypt, not the spiritual. And that's why it says Ani Mitzrayim. When it's talking about the spiritual bad, it says Ani Ami Asher B'Mitzrayim, says in Nitziv. The poorness of my nation that are in Mitzrayim. When it's talking about the physical things, it's Ani Mitzrayim, the torture of Mitzrayim. That's, we're talking about the physical things. And therefore, the spiritual good is that it's a fat land. Cholav is fat. It's nourishing, useful. It's the foundation of life. It says that a child always finds a good taste in milk. Whenever he, wants a nurse, doesn't get tired of the milk. And all of these things are symbolic of Torah. Every time you hear the Torah, you hear a new thing. Even if you heard it before, you find something new about it. Right? It says Torah is compared to milk and honey. Dvash v'cholav tachas l'shonech. Milk and honey should be under your tongue, refers to the Torah. Milk is pure, clean, white, like Torah is pure and clean. So all these physical things, but they are going to be things that will promote spiritual things. But from the physical comes the spiritual. I'm going to talk to you about the physical redemption, which you can understand. That's what bothers you. You're going to get physical good in Eretz Yisrael, but that physical good will lead eventually to spiritual good. Mito shelo lishma, bo lishma. And the dvash, it says the dvash is 1/60th of the mud. Torah was given to people who ate mud. So the dvash, the sweetness of dvash, will give you a feeling of the sweetness of Torah too. It has to start with the physical, it'll lead to the spiritual. It says that dvash has a power to heal you, also like Torah. Right, dvash and milk don't harm the body. They're not negative for the body, just like Torah. Dvash can never become mezuham. It won't become putrid or infected. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, infected. Doesn't become infected, and it's sweet, and from that you'll understand the sweetness of Torah and the pleasure of Torah, whatever. But it starts with the physical, and when you have Eretz Yisrael, you'll see the spiritual, the physical good will lead you to the spiritual good. With all of this, I want to explain the bracha of Al Hamichya, both according to our version and according to the Vilna Gaon and the Bala Tanya's version. In this respect, both the Bala Tanya and the Vilna Gaon agree in the version of Al Hamichya, which is different than the version that most of us say. The regular version, Ashkenaz, Sfard, is the following. Al Hamichya, v'al HaKalkola, v'al Tzinuma Sasoda. Right? We thank God for the Michya, what we ate, the cake or whatever. And we thank him also for Eretz Yisrael. V'al Eretz Chemda Tova Urechova Shiratzisa Minchalto Lavoseinu Le'echol Mipiryo V'zvami Tuba. That everybody says. We thank him for Eretz Chemda, that choice, Tova Urechova, same thing, good and wide land. And we said that's all about the spiritual things, right? That you gave our forefathers left to eat from the fruit. Then later on we say, "Uvenei Yerushalayim Rakodesh, build Yerushalayim, Valeinu, and bring us into Eretz Yisrael, bring us to Yerushalayim, the Halenu v'Socha, the Samchenu v'Yana, the Nochal Mipiryam, we should eat from its fruit, the Nisba Mituba, and we should be satiated from its good." The Vilna Gaon and the Balatanya leave that out, based on a earlier version of the Gaonim that don't mention eating the fruit. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sota, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want so much to go to Eretz Yisrael? The chilech of Imperio, so he had to eat the fruit. He needed the fruit. So it makes, like, it's not, that's no reason to go to Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruit. Right? So if the Gemara says it with such, you know, this is not a reason to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? It says it in such a negative, that's such a negative kind of reason to want to go. How in the world can you say the bracha? You bring us to Eretz Yisrael so should we eat the fruit. The Gemara says that's not a nice thing to want. Right? It's not a positive thing. Why would you say it? So they leave it out. They don't say that. We do say it. So thinking the idea is, but the Vilna Gaon also says the first part, like we do. You gave us a land, good and wide, lech on the period, eat from the fruit. Why is over there okay to mention? The answer is perfect. The first part echoes what Moshe Rabbeinu was told. It's an Eretz Tova or Rechava, it's good and wide spiritually. And from that spiritual good comes physical good too. There's nothing wrong with that. There we're mentioning Eretz Yisrael has tremendous spiritual good, and that spiritual good results also in physical good. Nothing wrong with saying that. We're mentioning the spiritual attributes of Eretz Yisrael, which also have physical attributes. Nothing wrong with mentioning the fact that there are physical attributes, but they are the result of the spiritual. So the Iker is the spiritual. On the other hand, at the end of the bracha, there it says that the purpose of going, bring us in to eat the fruit. That can't be a motivation to come to Eretz Yisrael. That's what God spoke to the Jewish people, because they weren't on the level to understand the spiritual. So he enticed them with the physical, and from that will come the spiritual. And that's exactly what it says there. Here it says, we should eat the fruit, and then the nis babituva, and then we'll be satiated with the good, the spiritual. Why? From the physical, we'll come to the spiritual. So the Vilna Gaon held, you can mention what's mentioned to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mention the physical, but only after the spiritual as a result. But to mention that you want to go in to eat the fruit, right, that says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the reason you wanted to go in. But in Achanami, for the Jewish people, it is okay. Because mitoch shalom v'shma bo v'shma, as long as you mention that I want to eat the fruit, eventually to get v'nisma mituva, to be satiated with the good, meaning the spiritual. I will use the physical as a springboard to get to the spiritual. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need that. So he didn't need to eat the fruit to be able to give a motivation to come to Eretz Yisrael. But the Jewish people need that motivation. Eat the fruit, Zavas Cholav Udvash, and eventually you'll get to the spiritual too. For the most of us, that's okay. For Moshe Rabbeinu, not. But for most of us, the Torah said to the Jewish people that way. Therefore, we say it. The Vilna Gaon said that's not the ideal, so we don't say it. But everybody agrees that the first part is the ideal, which was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a great spiritual land, which also has physical benefit, and this physical benefit comes from the spiritual benefit. So it explains the bracha according to everybody. Now, I saw something else in the brought down the name of the Sefer Chaim Tov. I don't know who that is. The words Zovas Cholav Udvash. If you take the Rosh Tevos, the first letters, Zayin Ches Vav equals 21. There are 21 Yomim Tovim in the year. One second, you'll see it's only in one mode. There are 8 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, 9 days of Sukkot. How many do we have so far? 8 and 2 is 10, 9 is 19, and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. 21. We have Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, 2 days. That means that the physical good, Zobas, Cholav U'Dvash, is good for Yom Tov. Enjoy your Yom Tov. But the regular day, the physical things aren't all that good. And that's why the rest of the letters that are left, the last letters are Shabbos, Dvash, Cholav, and Zobas. The letters are Shabbos. And the letters left after that, that aren't the first and last letters, are Bilvad, only. So it comes out, 21 days of Yom Tov where you can eat, because Yom Kippur you can't eat. 21 days of Yom Tov that you can eat. Shabbos alone is the Zavas Cholav U'Dvash good. What is that only? That's a Chutz Laretz. We're talking about 8 days of Pesach, there's only 7 days of Pesach. There's only 1 day of Shavuos. In Chutz Laretz, the Gashmias is good on Yom Tov and Shabbos. But during the week, not such a good thing. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Gashmias is a result of the Ruchnias. It's good all year round. It doesn't have that hint of only these days. The hint is only in Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Zavas Cholav U'Dvash is good all the time because the spiritual and the physical there mesh, and the physical is a result of the spiritual too. So if we appreciate the spiritual milas of Eretz Yisrael and the physical milas of Eretz Yisrael, then Amir Tashem will be Zohar also to the full Geula, the real Geula, and we'll be able to benefit from all both of them completely. Okay. Right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go there? So, lechem, period, eat the fruit. Ella, to do all the extra mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says. But it says it with such, like, disregard that he would even want to come in to eat the fruit. How can we say, bring us in to eat the fruit? Yeah.
It doesn't get,
what the word I'm looking for is not infected, it doesn't get, that's one thing, but it doesn't get, something gets corrupted, something like that. There's another word, but it's corrupted. It doesn't get, there's a word for the food, being corrupted.
The Vash is really from
Tmarim. Right, it depends. The Vash can refer also to bee honey, and the Torah, when it says, what's it called, Vash is talking about Tmarim. It's talking about date honey.
Because dates can get
too. But not the honey. When you take honey out, I don't think it can.
Honey doesn't. No.
Right.